This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, May 21st, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. The labor organization, which represents public sector workers across Europe, is taking the European Commission to court in order to protect the right of unions and employers to agree on proposed legislation and have that legislation considered by the Council of Member States. The Commission, which acts as an executive body to the European Union, has told the European Public Service Union, EPSU, that it will not bring forward to the Council an agreement made by the union and the employers. The agreement would affect the rights of almost 10 million workers to be provided with information about changes to their workplaces. I talked to Jan-William Houdrian about the situation. Mr. Houdrian is EPSU's general secretary. I asked him to describe the agreement made between EPSU and the representatives of the central government administrations, the employers.
Our agreement is to come to a general framework for information and consultation rights for central government, civil servants and workers. That's and when I say our agreement, it's the agreement between the trade unions and on the other side, our employers' counterpart. It refers to the fact that all workers in the EU have information and consultation rights with regard to changes at their workplace.
Give us a little background on this mechanism by which the unions and the employers can come to an agreement and have it considered by the Council of Member States.
Since 1993, the treaty of the European Union, first as an annex and later incorporated in the body of the text, has the possibilities for the social partners at European level to come to an agreement with the employers, with their counterparts, and then jointly request for this agreement to be brought to the Council, that is the governments of the member states, for them to take a decision, and with that the agreement can be turned into legislation. In other words, we are co-legislators as social partners, and that for the whole of the European Union, that's the 28 countries. So that's quite something which doesn't exist somewhere else. So that in itself is already important, and this is part of what we call the European model, the European social model. Now, with the employers in central government administrations, we reached an agreement in December 2015 to close a loophole in European legislation on information consultation rights. There is already legislation, but it applies to workers in private companies and in public companies. It does not apply to workers in public administration. So, following a process of discussion in the European Commission and consultations, we and the employers decided we can close this loophole in EU legislation by this agreement. And so we did, and we reached this agreement in December 2015. The agreement would give workers in central government administrations rights to information and consultation, for example, with regard to changes that affect their workplace, reorganization of their services, with regard to health and safety issues, equality issues. All of these issues are mentioned in our agreement. In the European Union, the European Commission is to look if the social partners are representative, and all of that has happened, and it showed that we were representative. So, nonetheless, the Commission took this extraordinary step by denying our agreement, and it really is extraordinary, and that's why we are very concerned about the decision of the Commission.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.